can get to sleep. I think about the implications. I'm diving in too deep. And possibly the complications. Especially at night. I worry over situations. I know we'll be alright. Perhaps it's just imagination. Day after day it reappears. Night after night my heartbeat shows the fear. Ghosts appear and fade away. Come back another day.
Was that all right? So yeah, Mr. Skullhead's machine again, and it started playing some sound of music bullshit. That was awful. Yeah, so it's Thursday, and here we are. It's me, Jake, and Rip, and guess who's back?
I'm back, like herpes.
Exactly like herpes. It's weird.
Yeah.
As soon as he showed up, my lips started hurting, and it burns when I pee.
That's the hallmark of my appearance. I'm Xenophobe, kids. How's it going? Remember me? I used to work here, I think.
Yeah. I wonder if you're going to get your old job back.
I don't know.
That's how the interview goes, I guess.
Yeah.
So, yeah. We done anything since the last show? Oh, yeah. We ruined the game.
Oh, yeah.
I was very happy to see all the poignant posts in the forums about yeah. The 200 score chicken littles running around going, and then pulling out their hair and then
chickens don't even have hair.
Yeah, and then having sex with dogs. It was terrible.
What?
Yeah. That was terrible. And then I walked by and I was like, awful hot day to be fucking a dog.
Yeah.
So system
message rollover is over.
Yeah, whoa, shit. What happened here?
Is that new?
Whoa, wait a minute.
There are some problems.
Some more than one problem.
Are you getting some,
What's up?
Are you getting some errors in the chat?
No, I got a system message that says rollover is over.
Yeah, I put in a new warn that tells us when rollover is over.
Oh, okay.
When it's letting people back
in. So basically no one else can see that.
Yeah, nobody. Well, it happens before it actually lets people back in.
Uh-huh.
So...
Okay, well, I'm just... For the benefit of our viewing audience, or listening audience, I guess. It's more pertinent.
It's weird. I just got some MySQL errors in the chat, though.
That happens very rarely, sometimes right after rollover.
Huh.
I think it just has to do with the with the excessive load.
Yeah.
Or something like that. They don't ever occur again. They always ever happen. I didn't get any, so I think we're cool.
Yeah, weird.
I think it just may have like had a problem connecting to the database because, you know, the lag gasm of a zillion people logging in at once.
RC Tweak asked the same question about 100 times, and no. No, if you eat Lucky Surprise eggs, you do not have a chance of getting a rare tiny plastic because after you sent all these questions, we coded it to always only give you commons.
Yes.
It's weird. The code is like, if player name equals RC Tweak, then rare equals false.
Oh!
Did you see how I got owned all over in that thread? Like, my code got bushed, like, just shit by...
I didn't read it through the thread very far.
It was in the 120 minutes thread for this week, right? I had said, all right, so somebody asked if the distribution of monsters in the tower was actually random, and I said, yep, it's random, and I posted the code, and they were like, wait a minute, that's not random at all. Because what I did was there's that sort function for arrays that lets you specify the comparison function, right?
Yeah.
And so I specified the comparison function as, like, you know, if random 1 to 2 equals 1, then compare this way, otherwise compare that way.
Uh-huh.
And it turns out that what that does is it makes it so it would be random if the sort worked in a certain way, but since it uses a quick sort... The middle item always stays almost exactly in the middle, which is why the cow is always on level 6.
Ha!
So, the odds of the cow being on level 1 are just infinitesimal, because it has to compare... I mean, it's like the odds of getting, you know, heads 11 times in a row.
So you didn't do, like, MT ran negative 1 to 1?
No, I did, is the thing. It just doesn't matter, because it uses a quick sort, so the first thing it does is it pivots on the cow.
Oh,
right,
I see. Yeah.
So it either puts it unless it just happens to drop the cow down and down and down and down and down, and the cow just totally tends toward the middle.
Interesting.
So
I always use, whenever I try to sort a random array, I always use shuffle.
Yeah, I didn't know about shuffle.
Uh-huh.
They pointed out that they did some tests too. But yeah, it was they did like 100,000 repetitions to see. And it turns out the reason for that weird data on there, they ran it like 100,000 times, and they showed each monster's chances of showing up on the first floor, and the chances for the cow were 47 out of 100,000.
That's awesome.
So anyway, I don't know if I want to change it or not, because it's kind of cool.
Honestly, it doesn't really matter at all what the order of the tower monsters is.
Yeah, it just pisses people off more if they get the cow last.
I think it's sort of an unintended side effect that I kind of like.
No, yeah. Everybody in the thread is pretty much agreed on that.
Yeah.
And and overall, it's pretty close to, you know, it's pretty close to every monster having a 50-50 chance of being in there. I do, however, want to look and see if there's anywhere else that I did that. Because, yeah, I just had no idea that shuffle...
We could use shuffle, and then if you get the cow, you can just put them at the end all the time.
Oh, that's true. And Naked like Juice says, there should be a button at Innabox that says, rape Innabox. Yeah.
I'm sure he'd appreciate that.
Immensely.
He's lonely.
Yeah, that's what that means, right? Whenever someone consents.
LSK says, go for a record. How many questions can you answer this show? A lot.
More than one. That's the record for me.
Nathan says, mysticality to equip utensils. They don't attack based on mist because you need a certain mist stat to be able to control the mystical plus spell energies, but for bashing, they use muscle. You know, I can see that. I'll run it by Dev and see how they feel about it. Neo Vanglist says, last Christmas, Mr. Skullhead did a show where he read the story from that one TSO Christmas album. The MP3 doesn't seem to be on Jick Show. Might I find it anywhere else?
Wait a minute. That one Trans-Siberian Orchestra Christmas album? All they do are Christmas albums.
Yeah, I've never heard anything out of Trans-Siberian Orchestra except Christmas songs.
Well, they did do the Beethoven's Last Night one, which was technically not Christmas. But it was.
Didn't Beethoven die on Christmas, though?
Did he?
So, I don't know. No,
but no, that's my favorite TSO album. Is there?
I didn't even know what they meant by TSO. Yeah, so I don't know, man.
But I would. Yeah, me too. I'm still getting back into the hang of this radio thing, guys.
And Neo Vanglis said the council should hold a brick drive to build a brick shit house in which they can hide from the mafia penguins next time they decide to be evil, because it's solidly built, like a like an attractive woman somehow.
Really
not sure how that
came from.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Like, hard on the outside and full of poop. Well, yes, she is.
Basically, they're just trying to say that all women are full of shit.
Bahu says, the Clover Adventure at the Knoll says, to take these, yet only gives you one pizza. Typo or preemptive nerf? I think it was a preemptive nerf, actually.
Yeah. I think we should attempt to describe everything we do now as a preemptive nerf.
Yeah.
We're nerfing the future, so you don't have to.
Club and Dragon says, don't know if this has been asked before, but can the Dr. Hobo map recognize the appropriate weapon if it's equipped offhand, please? Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
That's a lot of places in the code where we just haven't remembered to do that.
In the older code especially, where stuff manually checks for weapons being equipped and stuff. Because anywhere new, I would just use the equipped function, which would find it.
Yeah.
So a lot of my...
I'll just go and do that right now.
A lot of my legacy code is...
legacy.
Is legacy. Legacy. Armacy. Dreamer TK says, can the knob sausage be zappable into a pack of Canadian bacon? No.
Bacon.
QOV says, why is the auto sell value of mushrooms lower than the cost of spores? Shouldn't a hardcore mushroom farmer be able to make a small profit? The mushroom ploy costs so much already. Ha, you've gotten it. It is a ploy. Although I think that was just a typo for plot. The fact that it happened
couldn't have been.
Prescient typo. Oh, by the way, my name is pronounced like somebody choking on spinach while trying to say mauve, not Q-O-V. I don't know what it sounds like when somebody chokes on spinach.
You must have had a really bad NetHack game.
Oh.
I guess it's not a really bad one. It's very possible to choke on a tin of spinach because they're like 400 nutrition. And if you're like already satiated whenever you try to eat one... It can choke you and kill you.
Anyway, I don't know why the auto sell value of mushrooms is lower than the cost of spores. It's because, I mean, I don't know. They get old and gross, and they're not worth as much.
Well, if you can if the auto sell value of the mushrooms was higher than the spores, we technically have an infinite meat bug.
Well, no. I mean, it's an infinite meat bug. In that if you keep playing every day, you could make 16 times the difference in meat, which I guess just the game itself is an infinite meat bug. If being able to earn a few hundred meat a day is an infinite meat bug. Snave says, Grimoire equipment which gives a +3 drunkenness stat buff. Shiny ring pull. That's kind of funny, actually. Walla Walla 23 says, can we maybe fight some stuff from Edward Scissorhands in the hedge maze? One monster zone suck. See, everybody agrees with us now.
Yeah. We've given them a taste of what the non-one monster zones do when they're so happy.
Tommy Tom suggests an epilepsy monster in the tower that you have to use the hypno disc to defeat. So, not only is the hypno disc not a combat item, but yeah, almost nobody has them.
That would make a good ascension requirement.
Enemy Lasagna asks, why doesn't the Quiet Healer heal? That's a good point, actually. They haven't really given any monsters the ability to heal themselves.
Yeah. There are some.
Well, bosses, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, we should really do more specials in the high-end zones to continue to fuck with people.
Yeah, especially places where people spend lots of time. We can continue to nerf the peak and then find whatever zone that they're going to now to farm meat at and then nerf it. I think we should keep doing that until the only choice is to go to either the NetHack dungeon or the Haiku dungeon.
Yeah. I think that if the Haiku dungeon becomes the best place in the game to farm meat. LSK says, why does the current drinking system encourage players to drink past their maximum nightly? Because...
Hasn't it always?
Yeah, it's a feature.
Yeah, isn't that what you do in real life?
Yeah. I mean, I always, like, if I'm going to bed drunk, I always take another couple shots real quick before I fall asleep. so that I continue to be drunk for as long as possible at night.
Ah, yeah. St. Pat's.
That way you have more time in your day when you get up tomorrow.
Yeah. Fred Levi says, you ignore all my ideas for the 8-bit realm, but how about... I'm ignoring that. Pesco Bandito says, why is it that you can sell slash trade flaming or frozen mushrooms, but not gloomy or oily? Because gloomy and oily mushrooms are supposed to be difficult to get.
Yeah.
Bahu says, you know, the upside-down pipe on the defective skull is a common practice in particularly wet places. It's not as hard as it looks.
In that case, it's referring to a defect of the environment.
To what?
I said in that case, it's referring to a defect in the environment.
I didn't realize that there was an upside-down pipe.
I actually, now that it's been mentioned, I recall seeing pictures of, like, Irish guys smoking their clay pipes upside down, and I always kind of wondered what
the
fuck.
No, I'm saying, did I do that picture, or...
Oh, no, actually, I think Hot Stuff may have done that.
Oh, okay. All right, that's...
Yeah, the defective skull has, smokes his pipe the other way.
Speaking of particularly wet places, breathing here is possible. Trying to breathe anywhere else in this goddamn country is difficult because the water's too full... Or the air's too full of water.
The water's too full of air?
Yeah. Yeah, so being back here, I can finally breathe again. This has been Vacation Memoirs with Xenophobe.
Oatgan says, I've come up with a way to fix stasis. After 20 rounds, add a message about hearing something in the distance, and on the 30th turn, the adventurer gets hit by a train. 10 turns of beaten up.
That's a good idea.
Although, you know, losing... I mean, having the combat end now is bad for people trying to optimize because they don't get the stats for that adventure. So. Oatgan says, have you thought about adding a barbershop south of town? Different hairstyles could give different stat boosts and such. Since I have an afro, I deserve all meat gain from it. Yeah, we want to make the game as much as possible like GTA San Andreas. You know, I really don't understand games like Fable or the GTA games, especially the last one where your appearance is so customizable and there's no multiplayer. Like, I just don't understand why you'd want to be able to...
I don't know, it's...
I like giving CJ an eye patch. That was...
Yeah, I mean, I'd rather play a character in a game that I think looks cool.
I mean, I guess
if the default character
like
looks like a dumbass, then I'm like, well, shit, I get to control this dumbass for several hours. But if I can customize them to look cooler,
yeah,
that's good.
I suppose that if, I mean, I don't know, if you, like, you know, in the Tony Hawk games, I always tried to make, like, a guy that looked like me.
Yeah.
And only on the second one was it possible, but it fucking looked just like me. It was awesome. The rest of them, they never had the right hair. But, yeah, so, okay, you know. But, you know, you can't really dramatically change CJ's appearance. You can just give him different douchebag haircuts and different track suits or whatever. Like,
I had a really good leprechaun outfit on him. It was like the bright green three-piece suit and the little green derby.
That's great.
I'm the murder leprechaun.
My CJ was always bald. He had an eye patch, a black tank, and no shoes. He just walked around everywhere with no shoes. It was great.
Even on the treadmill?
Yeah.
That's the most fun part of GTA San Andreas. Oh, a treadmill simulator. I can't... Yeah, wow.
Well, people farm meat in the Kingdom of Loathing. I don't think that's any more entertaining.
Bahu says, option to hide our display cases? Not that I can think of any situation where I do that normally unless I was just a jerk. Well, you could always get rid of your
display
case. Oh, really?
You can't sell... You can take everything out of them, but you can't sell them.
Huh. We should let them, just get rid of it. Quaggy says, hey, Jake and Scully, since you're so obsessed with rape, how about making it the sixth element so you can smash stuff to acquire rape nuggets and rape wads?
That's a great idea.
NovaKnight21 says, how about for next Crimbo, you make a package called the Hollowed Out Fruitcake to send to people? You could put a file in it and send it to them in jail.
Yeah.
You know, you never see that anymore. I bet in the entirety of Oz, there was not a single, like, cake with a file in it.
No, I don't think so.
I think the best was a pair of brass knuckles in a gift package. At least that's as far as I've seen. I'm behind on my Oz.
I don't recall anything else coming through the mail in the episodes I've seen.
It's weird that the guy that played the cook in Wet Hot American Summer, it was on the screen in Oz when I saw him, saying, "How many times a day can one guy jerk off?"
Yes. There's a lot of guys in that show. Basically, just about every major character in that show has since been on either CSI or Law and Order, either as like a regular character or in several episodes.
That's weird.
Yeah, I don't know if there's like some kind of connection between the production teams or what.
It's strange that I think of Oz as something that doesn't completely suck balls, and I think of both CSI and Law & Order as things that pretty comprehensively suck balls.
I always kind of liked Law & Order. It wasn't something that I would, like, oh, Law & Order is on, but if I'm flipping through the channels and Law & Order is on, I'll watch it.
All right, the Dr. Hobo's map will now work if you have the right kind of weapon in your offhand.
Cool.
Yeah. Alphonse Braun says, "Why does Torg the Trainer point to the Malice of Forethought in the back corner that I hadn't noticed before, but it appears in front of the store?" Because of a mirror.
Well, it's perspective. He thinks where he's sitting is the front of the store. He doesn't know any better. He's just a dumb trainer.
And the fact that it's not a corner is... he's not bound by your Euclidean geometry. That's a tool of the man.
All right, hippie McHippie.
Di Vernon says, "Can you find marmot clovers in Choice Adventures or the Daily Dungeon?" No. Vicky says, "Do any of you Froods have a shirt with just an at sign on it? If not, why don't you?"
I figure I adequately display my atness wherever I go. Also, what if I'm like a dwarf or something, which is kind of funny because I'm like 6'4" and huge.
Yeah.
Or like a gnome or some kind of,
what are, they're like H's?
Dwarves are H's and gnomes are G's, capital G's. Yeah, I played a lot of NetHackers.
Hobbits are H's and like orcs are O's. And
yeah.
What are goblins?
Goblins are also O's.
Yeah, okay.
Rust monsters are R's.
Evang says, "You should be able to make a Tetris block out of pixels. 4 pixels of a color equal 1 block. 4 make the whole Tetris thing. The S-shaped one de-levels and annoys monsters." Continuing on that, maybe you could level monsters if it annoys them, my bad. And the straight one heals you and will attack monsters when you're low on HP as their saviors.
It would also have to be, like, particularly rare.
Yeah. Oh, let's see here. I'm kind of low on energy tonight. I've been driving a lot and running around, like the runner-arounder that I am.
Jump the Shark says, "Is anything going to happen at the Grim Grimmicide site, or will the Penguins just keep working on their death ray in private?" What's happening is they're mining Grimmicide and making the shit that the Raffle House is selling you every day.
Yeah, and making a fuck ton of meat off of it.
Yeah, no shit.
So who knows what they're going to do with all that meat.
O'Grady says, "Ramhorns no, and Chantlers yes." Yes. LSK says, "Enemy crits happen too often. Wah. Wah."
I think we changed that after.
Wah. 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 See? Yeah. Wah.
Is this something of, is this something like a dyslexic kid's favorite piece of playground equipment?
Song.
The song. See? Hey, Muggsy. That's the best joke I ever made.
O'Grady says, "Once I drank a 12-pack of Vault instead of all-night convulsing." That sounds like something that would happen if he tried to do that. Or he should try it.
Okay.
Dr. Motive says, "I want to thank you for the new peak. It's 100% better than the old peak." Yes, it is. I can't wait to see how much meat did not get farmed.
Oh man, yeah, I gotta see the. Oh,
there's no data yet for tonight, is there?
No, it takes like for goddamn ever. So I need to go run maintenance on that.
Oh, tomorrow. does the meat thing happen after it?
Yeah,
the old
it
logs
got checked on the end.
All right. NovaKnight21 says, I'm sure you're getting a bunch of WTF you nerf the peak PMs, but I'd like to say that the new content is nice. When are the other 7 new zones coming out? No, that isn't one of the 8 new zones!
8 new zones!
I just did all the artwork for 3 of the 8 new zones!
Yep. And I finished the...
Yeah. 8 new zones!
Yes, there are 8 new zones on the whiteboard right there.
Yeah, right there. The 8! Not 7 or 9.
Rickett says, okay, I understand that the Icy Peak wasn't exciting, but did you have to make it worthless as a meat source? The meat the peak generated allowed everyone to do exciting things. I really hope there's something in the 8 new zones to fill the void created by this peak completion.
Man, now we need to do 8 Jew gnomes.
8 Jew gnomes. They control all the banks on Desert Beach. Cornoke says, OMG, Jick ruined the game. Again, bang, 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 1-1, bang, 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 11/sarcasm. Thank you for nerfing the boringness at the peak. I might actually adventure there more often. Mr. Tim of Tim III says, best Tuesday update ever. A nerf that makes things better. This was an awesome 18th birthday present. Thanks to all who designed this. A lot of people are angry about the peak nerf. But, I mean, Rickett, you know, it's not worthless as a meat source. It still has the single highest meat dropping monster in the game. You know,
yeah, but it's just not the only thing that's there anymore, and that's what's making everybody's panties. And
there's,
I'm not.
There's places you can go to get nearly as much meat. So.
And the thing is, it's also not even. It's not. We cut the yield by if you adventure there with plus combat encounter gear, right? It's really, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 2, 3. We cut the meat yield by 40%, I guess.
Is that counting the fact that the other monsters don't drop as much meat?
Yeah, it's counting the fact that there are, for every Snow Queen, there's 2 Yetis and 2 Rams, and the Rams drop half as much meat. So it's,
and the Snow Queen doesn't drop any.
So it's, yeah, Snow Queen drops none. So it's 3 Yetis worth of meat out of 5 encounters. Although, I think it probably, the Snow Queen comes up more often than 1 out of every 5 because of the queue. But we'll have to see that. Hot Pocket says, quick question regarding the new peak content. In the Snow Queen's attack text, it says, brr, brr, target equals blank. Should it supposed to be like this? No, and I think it's fixed. Nasher says, hi, when you're in compact mode, you can't see how drunk you are unless you click your profile. Cheers, Nasher. I don't think that's
true. I'm pretty
true.
Sure that's not the case.
Nasher says, would it be possible to trim the mall search? I copy and paste, and it fails when I copy a tab or space.
Around the sides.
Yeah, I don't know, though, if it's going to... I mean, I don't know if there's consistent behavior for when you cut and paste out of a table like that.
I'm not sure.
Walla Walla 23 says, I love the new peak changes, but still no Knot's Landing. Yeah, Knot's Landings are rare and ferocious. And they don't live here. They live in Slanding.
I still think it would be a shame to ever actually see one. I think of them as more being mythical. But, I don't know.
Like a unicorn?
Yeah. Like a unicorn fucking a dragon.
Jump the Shark says, thanks so much for the Tuesday update. The fumble for the goth giant made me lol in real life. Now I want to see what it is. Don't go to goth. Uh-huh, he tries to kill himself by swallowing pills, and it turns out it's a laxative.
I was happy with what I came up with for the Master of Thieves.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. Evang says, you make a Boy George reference, he gets arrested. Make a Wayans Brothers reference for the next item of the month. Well, not all the Wayans Brothers are bad.
Did Boy George get arrested?
I remember hearing something about it.
What?
Evang says, I was watching A New Hope the other day, and now I finally realize that thing I probably shouldn't give away out loud about the forums. I feel quite dumb. Well, oh, you realize who the guy at the top of the forums is? That's not really a spoiler, if that's what you're talking about. Evang says, you know, I made plenty of meat and only farmed when trying to level to 9. I made meat by getting lucky with a spooky hockey mask, so I guess that can't count. Everyone who isn't pissed about the peak changes deserves a trophy. It would also make collectors not be pissed with you for the sake of a trophy. Yeah, that's a good plan. We start giving trophies to everyone who doesn't complain, and that way no one would ever complain about anything
Drink
ever again.
Drink the Kool-Aid, get a trophy! Nearly Meatless Nick says, did you guys know that the players would get pissed at the peak changes? No, not at all. We were completely unaware.
Like, oh my god, everyone doesn't completely love it? I'm shocked. Shocked!
There was shock, and then there was some awe, but then that quickly gave way to the shock.
Because I saw a cute unicorn. Or maybe it was a unicorn that was 1/4 black. A quadrunicorn.
No.
My children are totally going to be quadroons, and I'm going to tell them that.
That should be their middle name.
That should be. Q is a cool middle initial.
Yeah.
Like John Q Public. I bet that Q stands for quadroon.
Probably. Well, it would definitely be politically correct if it did.
We should also give them pet vinegaroons.
Ugh, those things are horrible.
Yeah, vinegaroons are fucking scary.
Macaroons.
Yeah, feed them macaroons. And
quadroon.
And give them their allowance in doubloons.
Well, you have doubloons.
No, I could probably make some.
Dress them in pantaloons.
That's true.
Most people do.
I could make them get all of their weather reporting on the local news from Ron Hoon. Yeah, because you guys don't know about Ron Hoon.
Not really.
Ron Hoon's the weathercaster on one of the local TV stations. It's just so cool that his name is Ron Hoon. Like, Shannon Hoon was the guy who used to be in charge of Blind Melon until he died.
He died for having a girl's name.
Yeah. What was it? In, like, home movies, the bully's name is... I think it's Shannon. I think it's, like, a girl's name.
I don't remember. I knew a guy named Shannon.
Emo Phillips.
Guy named Shannon Fike. He was one of the funniest guys I ever met.
I knew a guy named Stacy who was really one of the biggest assholes I ever met in my life. Yeah.
I went to, I think it was high school with a guy whose name was Lindsay.
Huh.
Of course, he went by Bruce, but his first name was Lindsay.
Hey, Lindsay Buckingham is kind of a badass. Yeah. He's a really good guitarist, and I mean, you know, I'd name a boy after Lindsay Buckingham, except I'd name him Lindsay Buckingham Johnson. No, I'm sorry, Lindsay Quadroon Buckingham Johnson.
Just name him Buckingham.
That's a great name.
Buckingham. Well, people call him for short.
Ham.
Or Ing.
Ham Johnson. Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, when summoning hilarious items, could you mess up and accidentally summon a block of dense humor?
That's not very funny, though. I don't get it. Oakgan says, today some jerks welded my car door shut. What the fuck is wrong with people?
Wow.
Bahu says, instead of taking damage from criticals, instead simply lose your action and the monster does their critical. Seems funnier than taking 13 damage from dropping my spatula on my foot. No. You're going to take damage from criticals. Bad Aim Mother 4000
from,
what?
Do you still take damage from fumbles if you're not wielding a weapon?
Yeah, you drop your fist.
You
drop your fist on your foot.
Okay.
Bad Aim Mother 4000 says, what do you think of this idea? Meat Core, a new hardcore mode that could be implemented in which players can carry no more than 500 meat at a time until they free the king. Would the game be possible?
Yeah, you couldn't ever buy any stats, for one thing. I mean, skills.
Yeah. But you don't need, necessarily, you don't need skills for anything,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, it might be hard to, sorry. Maybe hard to,
do everything?
Beat the sorceress. Well, yeah, I mean...
You couldn't buy a cocktail crafting kit or an easy bake oven.
Yeah, which also not necessary.
Yeah.
I don't know that you have to have any meat.
It would certainly be incredibly difficult.
The Toot Oreo.
Well, the Toot Oreo would only require, 100?
Yeah.
Or 30 or whatever?
Yeah, I think it's 30. The rum says, okay, Jesus Christ. All right, the rum says, you're going to get tons of messages, but oh well. The icy peak needs to be discussed. You probably won't care, but farming was the only thing that kept me playing. I can't stand playing the rest of the game anymore. I was enjoying scrapping up meat, saving for items. So why did you take it away? All the other farming areas require too much effort. Not worth it, so I'm quitting play. I love aspects of the game, but everything else isn't enjoyable. So I must ask, why? Why did you do this? Why did you make it so that players like me have nothing to enjoy anymore? All I wanted was a little meat for no effort so I could continue enjoying the game. It wasn't unbalancing, it was necessary so you could keep players. This call will almost certainly go unheeded, but please, please change it back. I love the game too much to just quit, but at the same time, nothing else is enjoyable. All right. So you love this game.
Yeah, yeah.
99.999% of which is too boring for you to bother with. So, you know what? You don't love this game. Like, you know, if all you were doing was fucking botting the peak, you are not a player. For serious,
I would liken people who to whom the entire game is farming the peak is to the Chinese gold farmers in World of Warcraft. You're probably not even getting paid for it. So,
yeah.
I wonder if we have any Chinese meat farmers.
I wonder if they have to be Chinese.
I mean, I just all I want. All I wanted was a little meat for no effort. Okay. See, here's the main sticking point here. That was pretty much the most meat possible to get via normal gameplay, and it required the least effort. So, like, you know, what's next? You want to be able to fight the monsters that give you the highest stat gains in the game with no effort? Because no, you know, those rewards are commensurate with the effort that you put into them. I mean, I guess it was always the case that you could make more meat by, like, you know, farming the right things and, like, playing the market and paying a lot of attention to the mall and, you know, then you could by farming the peak. But you know what? Like, if all you are doing is farming the peak, we don't particularly want you to play. You're not playing the game. You know, it's just, I don't see why you would devote all of your resources to just acquiring currency. Well, I do. You know what? I can see why you would devote all of your resources to just acquiring currency if you were, like, saving up to buy something or whatever. But to fucking automate it, that's not okay. You don't get maximal rewards for minimal effort.
Yep.
You just don't.
You don't get the dollar ride for a quarter. Somebody's just pointed out to me that since the bounty hunter buys Bugbear Bungards for 70, since you can also buy those in a store, then the new pants create a infinite meat bug on those days.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting.
Okay, so what should happen is that I was not aware that the bounty hunter ever bought Bugbear Bungards, and he shouldn't anymore. Is he buying them today?
Let me look.
Run!
Yeah, he shouldn't ever buy.
He's not.
He shouldn't ever buy. That should be removed from the list in the daily.
I will go into that right now. Because,
yeah, he shouldn't. I mean, we really need to go through that and look again. I kind of
check all the things that he buys.
Yeah,
that,
but also just check all the things that drop and see what else he should buy. I mean, I like Armac's idea kind of for just the as an interim revamp. We just, you know, do basically the evaluation that I did when I made the Bounty Hunter. What items drop, what should he buy periodically. Thank you for pointing that out, whoever that was that pointed that out. Wouldn't it be funny if we introduced an infinite meat bug with the pants on the same, like the day after we nerfed the peak? Pretty funny.
Okay, the Bugbear Bungards are no longer available for consideration. I'm surprised it took that long for someone to figure that out.
Is there anything else you can buy in an NPC store that he'll buy?
I bet he bought them for the exact same price. They were for sale in the store.
Yeah.
But now, with the discount, you could get them. You could make, like, 3 meat every time you did it.
Oh.
So
the sort of like the salty dog bug over again thing.
I don't remember how that was.
Yeah,
I thought those were just duped.
I think it had to do with, like, cocktail crafting two things that didn't make anything, and it defaulted to the first recipe.
Oh, weird.
And you ended up being able to make like 5 or 10 meat off of that by auto selling it or something.
Groctomad points something out. So I attempted to log in right after rollover. The attempt hung, so I closed the tab. When I tried again, I got the message: too many attempts in too short a time. Please wait 15 minutes and try again. I've tried a couple more times, but it seems to be the 15 from each attempt. Is that right? It is. It probably shouldn't be. On the 1 minute throttle for most of the day, it should work like that because, you know, just stop hammering on it. It's really not that hard to wait 65 seconds to be sure. But yeah, on the 15-minute one, I can see that bugging people. And, you know, I'm sorry that that has to be that way. I know that it sucks, but it's just seriously the only way that we could deal with this is by buying 3 times as many servers as we have so that they can handle the load during this, like, 45-minute period. What we have is fine, and what we have will continue to be fine for everything except that period of time. So we have to slow it down. We have to. It's just the only solution is to make it so not as many people play after rollover, and especially make it so not as many people, like, log on multiple times for whatever reason.
Yeah.
I mean, looking at the numbers, because I'm logging every time that happens, and looking at the numbers, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous the number of people that 1 minute thing caught. It was like 20 or 30,000 additional logins.
I wonder how many of those were bots, though.
I don't know. Over like 3 days. But yeah, it really shouldn't. Grok, and, you know, I that sucks, and I know, because I would do it, too. I would wait fucking 14 minutes and log back in, and then it would reset the counter to 15. And what I should really do is I'll look at that code later and make the failure message not reset it when it's the 15-minute one.
Yeah.
Still will reset
it. It could be World of Warcraft and put it in a login queue. That would make everybody happy.
You know, I just don't exactly know how that would work.
I'd have to think about it.
We'd have to issue some kind of ticket, and then they'd just be hammering on the whatever checked the ticket, you know?
Yeah.
I mean,
which can be optimized pretty
easily. Yeah, it could be. And I suppose we could just do some kind of JavaScript thing where it was like, you know, sorry, you must wait this long. But, I mean, then it's just...
It's annoying. Well, I'd like to see a number of logins per hour, which could be trivially done, I suppose. And see, kind of get an idea of what the rate limiter should be at.
Yeah.
If we want to try to... artificially impose some sort of...
I mean, the thing is, once the SQL guy gets here again, we will squeeze a shitload more performance out of it. Once we get the inventory table and the flags table in ODB'd, and once we get that done by somebody whose responsibility it is if it gets fucked up...
Yeah.
You know, granted, though, now it wouldn't be that big of a deal. We could probably... The problem is, our stuff was optimally configured for NODB by the guy who switched the table to NODB, so I would want somebody who knows how to do that to do it this time.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be nice, and a lot of stuff would run faster if the inventory table never got locked.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, the overhead associated with, like, the servers are fast enough now to just deal trivially with the overhead, the extra overhead associated with every inventory hit.
Uh-huh.
It would save a lot of time in the long run.
The only thing I'm worried about right now is the backups.
Yeah, so we just have to figure out another way to do it.
Maybe we go and throw down our hands and spend the money on the NODDB hot copy that MySQL people sell.
Oh, do they sell one?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that it would be, like, while we're hiring one of their consultants would be the perfect time to talk to them about that, you know? So, yeah, I mean, you know, we'll get that taken care of. You know, it's not going to take that long to just dump it to a flat file the way we do with the other
NODB
tools now.
Yeah, it's just more hassle.
Yeah, it is. It's more hassle if we ever do have to restore it. But, you know, if we ever have to restore it, we're already pretty much fucked out of the next couple days of our lives.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's...
Oh, I know exactly how that is.
Yeah.
I think we all do.
But yeah, I mean, now...
and then Zlyany is fucked out of the next 3 months.
No, not really, because the thing is, nobody would lose stuff on that level. It's just that we would have to, like, you know, sit around for 6 hours verifying and recrediting donations one at a time.
Yeah.
And just, like, it, because, you know, anything that, like, when people do, you know, and Mr. Store purchases, I mean, we just have to kind of, like, although, theoretically, they'd be able to just repurchase anything that they had. It'd be back to before they did the trip. So,
As long as it didn't happen on the first of the month. Well, even then, we can just reopen the old
item. Even then. We could throw the item back in there for another day to make it up to people or whatever. So there wouldn't really be...
The investors would cry foul. It would be great.
Gannett Swift says, for the armor crafting revamp you guys were considering, you could have turtles combined with the basic meat armors that currently don't have many recipes. That and there should be a basic meat shield. Well, they're... The basic meat shield, I don't know. I'm okay with all of the shields being turtles. All of the craftable shields being turtles. Yeah. Because there's all the bucklers, which are like shields.
Buckler. You said buckler.
Yeah. Having a shield and a buckler doesn't make a whole lot of sense. And, you know, the skin shield.
Do you, like tie one to your pack like the old D&D joke? To improve your rear AC?
Oh. I strap a tower shield to
to your magician's back.
I have a 7.
Oh, I've been playing way too
Max
much.
Max Demian asks if he's going to be able to get his next custom avatar form using, I guess, what would it be, 4 3/4 Mr. Accessories instead of 5? Oh, let's see. What am I looking at? Bunyip Handler says, I love for channing the icy peak. I hate you for changing the icy peak.
Changing?
Changing. Changing. I thought it was changing, because we made it more Asian.
He's for-channing the peak? He's, like, painful. Uploading all this hentai porn to it, and then...
I don't know what 4chan is.
4chan.org. It's a big hentai site.
How do you know?
On advice of legal counsel, I must refuse to answer that question on the grounds that it may incriminate me.
Good save.
Tom93 says, the ICP revamp is awesome, the people don't know what they's talking about. Damn straight. Bobby Nopan, weird. Bobby Nopan says, ever thought about expanding the Bounty Hunter Hunter's need to items to for higher levels, like the Orc Chasm or Airship? Yes, I thought about that about 5 minutes ago. Out loud. Glebe says, can the tower monsters critical or fumble? No, they cannot. Bahu says, add a rub command to the magic lamp. You'll still just spend a wish on a piece of Yandorian finery like an idiot, but still. Bahu says, add the ultra rare encounter to the pre-plus sign DOD. It's useless because you don't know what he is, but you still encounter him. Cursing ensues.
Nah, too many of the jokes require you to know what NetHack things are in the combat text.
Yeah.
I'm going to sacrifice utility for narrative.
Air Alice says, suggestion, make upgraded rams drop Ramsteins. Awful. Edabyte says, why can't you smash familiar equipment? I think we just determined that since it would all smash into sort of worthless crap anyway, because
It doesn't have power.
Oh, yeah.
And the enchantments elementally inclined, so you would always get worthless powder, maybe twinkly powder if you were lucky. But I don't know exactly how that code works, so...
Grayson says, thank you to Jake Scully and the dev team for making the peak more interesting. It's harder, but more interesting, and that's what really matters. That's what I think. O'Grady says, yay, Enchantlers! Finally, I had a good idea. funny, I come up with my best ideas in the wee morning under the influence of Vault. I don't think that I like Vault.
Did you like Surge?
Mm-mm.
If you didn't like Surge, you won't like Vault.
Yeah, was Vault made by Mountain Dew?
No, it's made by Coke, but so was Surge.
Basically the same thing.
Yeah, they're basically the same formula.
Jump the Shark says, as of now, how much meat is the Raffle House and or MMG sunk? I don't know, several billion.
11 billion. We keep a running total of the Raffle House in a global flag. But or the MMG, not the Raffle House. The Raffle House, I don't know.
Dr. Van Van Mojo says, now with a physical immune monster in a prominent, profitable location, are there any plans to implement more sources of elemental damage? They seem a little hard to come by. Well, they're hard to come by for non-mist classes. They're trivial to come by for mist classes.
I would be not opposed to having some skills that you learn in various ways in the future.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
But that give you permanent plus elemental damage.
And there are in the 8 new zones.
Yes, in the 8 new zones, six new skills, all of which are focused on a bunch of elemental damage.
Yay!
So, various ways. Like, basically... Every not like permanent elemental damage, that'd be I don't know how I feel about that.
Well, they could be, maybe they could be self.
Yeah, there are in the skills that we have planned for the 8 new zones. There are like a variety of like self buffs and buffs that just do various various things. Yeah,
I was thinking like originally Claws of the Otter with Elemental, but you're right, it could be a little bit.
Because I mean, I don't know.
Would you be able to perm those skills?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
That my thinking was that you would. I mean, so
awesome.
I mean, with some of them being buffs anyway, like, there's nothing preventing you from stacking them up.
Yeah.
You know, if three of them were buffs, you could get all three of those.
That's cool.
And as one of the other three classes, and you'd have four of the skills all at once if you really wanted to, so.
Cool. I like that.
Cyan220 says, why does it seem like so many people dislike the TT appendage butting combo? In Ascension or two, I used the head-knee-shield butt combo and cleaned the floor with the Sorceress on the first try. And for the Naysayers, it was only my fifth hardcore and my first Turtle Tamer. Well, I mean, I feel like it's nice.
It gives the Turtle Tamers who don't have any other skills a leg up, I think. I think that they were, like, maybe the second, or the class that had the second most difficult time with the Sorcerers, the first being the Accordion Thieves. Whenever you're just playing the class by themselves with few or no kept skills. But now that they have the combo butts, it's easier for them to take down the Sorcerers.
Huh. I'm told that there's a terrible picture. No?
Does that website, like, spawn a zillion pop-ups?
No, I hope not.
Could you just go to it?
Yeah, the O'Grady says, the GNAA needs to be obliviated. Lastmeasure.com makes Goat Set look like the Mona Lisa. I'm seeing a list of mirrors, and none of them have any pictures. One of them is a domain squatter. That's
This is the
this is the
worst web page ever.
Oogah says chronic indigestion rocks against the Snow Queen. Yeah, that's another thing. Like chronic indigestion, which anyone can get.
Yep.
And then you know, but if we're Boostiferian, then
yeah, I really hate that argument.
We can't.
The paths
do it.
Are supposed to be harder. Whenever you take a path, you are enduring extra hardship.
To get your extra reward.
If something is harder and you don't like it, drop the path. Or stick with it. We refuse to implement or coddle the paths. We don't think that they're equal. They're supposed to be harder.
LSK says, what exactly is coming out of the defective skull's pipe? Down smoke.
Yeah.
He's using a left-handed smoke shifter.
It looks like he needs to replace his rear manifold exhaust spring.
He's smoking a lead-based tobacco.
And get some headlight fluid.
Wow.
Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, will there be some sort of elemental challenge for the Naughty Sorceress Tower as part of NS13? I don't know. Walla Walla 23 says, do you guys plan on making a familiar that modifies chance of combat?
I don't think that would be very satisfying.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't want it to go more than, like, 5% in any direction.
Yeah, even then, if you had them all stacked, it'd still be, you know, a lot.
So, I mean, I think our plan was to just absolutely max it out at 25% on stuff that you could get all the time. Maybe if we do the whole semi-rare thing, there could be one of those that's, you know, an additional 25% or whatever. I mean, something that just does it to ridiculous levels for, like, 5 turns, you know? But. LSK says, trying to fight my shadow while half-astral brings me into the shadow fight. Yeah, because that's not an adventure. You probably fight the sorceress that way, too.
Yeah. It's good that it works that way, too, because otherwise you'd screw up your sorceress fight between the forms.
Walla Walla 23 says, the Ice Cold Six Pack has a hyphen, but the Six Pack of Mountain Stream doesn't. There's a very good reason for that.
Willer trademarks the hyphenated version, so Mountain Stream has to use the non-hyphenated version.
Yep.
Also, it's because there's 8 cans in the Six Pack of Willer, and because that's heavier, it gets a hyphen.
Yeah.
Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, will there be any physically resistant bosses? No, I am against, I think, putting in any... Well, I don't know if I'm against it.
an optional boss.
Maybe. Yeah, I'd say physical resistant things are only for optional things.
Yeah, I mean, there'll certainly be some, like a... I feel like maybe the ghost of Fernswar, these great, great, great to the ex-grandfather should be physically resistant.
Yeah.
I feel like those monsters should be a lot more interesting than they are.
Yeah.
I should, like, think the,
try to steal your pants.
The spectral jellyfish should be physically resistant, too. Do you think spectral jellyfish moan? I don't know that they...
But it's really spooky, though.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think that we could make that spooky at all, if even if we tried. But a spectral jellyfish damn well better be able to.
Jump the Shark says, might be a bug or a strange occurrence. I am a SR sorcerer. I used a Weapon of the Pasta Lord against an Ice Queen, and I had a Hot Damage cookbook equipped. My spell only did one damage. Weapon of the Pasta Lord is always physical.
Yep.
It never gets... It's not affected by the elemental tuning stuff.
Let's take a break.
Oh. Yeah.
Maybe we can redouble our efforts and come back with increased vigor and stamina.
I want to retriple our efforts. I don't have music queued up, though. Whatever shall I do?
Play Music Man.
Like something from The Music Man? You know, since I opened with Overkill, maybe it's time to... Maybe it's time to do, like, Inflammatory Writ and Rumal Nurku's...
And it's just to commemorate my return
to
the
return,
office.
Yeah.
I suppose that's
the Family Guy Rock Lobster and...
Vampire Bat.
Yep, Vampire Bat. Where's Vampire Bat?
I think it's just in the MP3 folder.
Yeah, I think it is, too. Let's see. What was I looking for? I was looking for Rumal Nurku. Yeah. And then... Aw, man, Xenophobe, I totally forgot. When we were in Chicago, I was going to go to the Rock and Roll McDonald's and call you and tell you that I was at the Rock and Roll McDonald's. It was awesome, just like walking around downtown Chicago thinking, like, this is where Wesley Willis went on his hell rides.
Yeah. I could imagine my going to Chicago one day and just, like, riding the bus for a while and sort of getting the whole schizophrenia experience.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and change. So I think we need... What's one more thing that we used to play all the time?
Braggadocio? Or a crime spree from...
Did you get that...
I think I did.
That a cappella...
Breakfast like at Tiffany's? Spirit.
Yeah, the
Yeah,
Spirit.
Rumal Nurku.
Oh, is that what that is?
No, but that's not the Breakfast at Tiffany's, though.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Callandy's Breakfast at Tiffany's. Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right, that puts us up at the perfect... Perfect place. All right. We'll be back in a little while, guys.
Oh, where is your inflammatory writ? You take that word inside a light be lit. Our music deserving devotion. Swerving, cried, do I deserve her with unflagging fervor? Well, no, we do not if we cannot get over it. But what did it mean when suddenly we're spent? Tell me true, ambition came and reared its head and went. Though solemn and leaden, but you dirge for the dead and take no jam on your bread, just a supper of salt and a waltz through your empty bed. And all at once it came to me, and I wrote in hunch till 4:30, but that vague stole light. It burns out with the night. In spite of all the time that we spend on it, on one bedraggled ghost of a sonnet, well, outside the wild boar's roof, without bending a bow underfoot, oh, it breaks my heart. I don't know how they do it. So don't ask me advice from the master derailed that disaster. He said, hand that pen over to me, poetaster. Well, across the Great Plains, keen and lovely and awful, you laid the lost great American novels. An unlawful lot left to stutter and freeze bloodlit. But at least they didn't run to their undying credit. Hey, to the steps of St. Paul's, the little old bird woman comes. In her own special way, to the people she calls, come by my full of crumbs. Come feed the little bird, show them you care, and you'll be glad if you do. Their young ones are hungry, their nests are so bare, all it takes is tuppence from you. The birds, tuppence a bag, tuppence, tuppence, tuppence a bag. Feed the birds, that's what she cries, while overhead her birds fill the skies. All around the cathedral, the saints and the apostles look down as she sells her wares. Although you can't see it, you know they are smiling each time someone shows that he cares. Though her words are simple and few, listen, listen, she's calling to you. Feed the birds, tuppence a bag, tuppence, tuppence, tuppence a bag. She's calling to you. Feed the birds, tuppence a bag, tuppence, tuppence, tuppence a bag.
Wait one, sit down. I want to sing a little song that kept me going when I had troubles. We were at the beach. Everybody had matching towels. Somebody went under a dock, and there they saw a rock. But it wasn't a rock. It was a rock lobster. Yeah, you're gonna be okay.
And yet, ring ding dang dang, 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 ring ding load up on guns and bring your friends. It's fun to lose and to pretend. She's all the moon and set the show. Oh no, I know the dirty word.
We'll be right back. after the vampire bird sucked blood out of me, he started stabbing me in my ass. Then three more vampire birds stabbed me in my ass too. They sucked the blood out of me, killing me. Vampire bad. Vampire bad. Vampire bad. Vampire bad. Vampire bad. Rock over London, rock on Chicago. Soldiers, it's good to the last drop.
Yeah. Whoa, what the hell was that? Jesus, what is wrong with Mr. Skullhead's computer and his taste in music? I'm very, very sorry, listeners, for that Julie Andrews bullshit.
Well, did, like, Sam just pick a random song to play?
No, I think it was in the deck. And then after the cue ran out, it just suddenly started playing some Oingo Boingo song, which, you know, not a horrible band.
Great.
Basadilla says, are the new, or Basadilla, Basadilla, are the new Null utensils going to be made available for purchase for those on muscle sign runs? No. Oatgan says, herbs plus dictionary should make an urban dictionary. One can only imagine what this means. Ah. It just changes all of your combat messages to
you fuck the
monster
in
fucks
the
you
clit.
In the clit. Yeah.
Ooh, ah, ee, ah!
Jump the Shark says, an idea for another permanent to Mr. A, Mr. Store familiar. Something that has the properties of an emo squid. I'm sure lots of people thirst for something with that function. Huh.
Didn't we already have a familiar that has the functionality of the emo squid?
No.
You mean like the emo squid?
Like, so you mean besides the emo squid or just the emo squid?
The emo squid. I was being a jackass.
I see.
Oh, let's see. Madeline says, remove AutoCell from gothy makeup and make it a free pull. It can't hurt, right? Well, we might decide one day that we want it to have some impact on the game.
Well, the thing is, it's not the AutoCell that's the problem. It's the fact that it gives a mysticality boost is the problem.
Oh, it does?
Yes.
Oh,
that's why I didn't make it a free pull.
All right.
See, if it didn't have the mysticality thing, I would have just removed the AutoCell and did it. But since it has other game effects, an important one for what it's worth for people in the basement and such, I didn't remove it.
Gleeb says, you should re-implement Ent Cider so we can drink a whiskey drink a vodka drink, drink a lager drink, and drink a cider drink. That's kind of funny, actually.
Yeah, I guess there's lager in the kingdom now. Yeah, the reason why that changed from an ale to a lager was to preserve the bottom fermenting joke, since ale is always fermented by top fermenting beer or yeasts, and lagers are fermented with bottom fermenting yeasts.
Bahu says, please speak the following slowly and carefully into the microphone.
I don't want to.
Monster criticals do not do more damage than normal hits. It's true.
I didn't know that.
UA27 says, I like the idea of adding more adventures to the Icy Peak, but I think the monster should have high meat drops like the Yeti, because now you can't efficiently meat farm.
Wow.
There are other places to meat farm.
Cosimo says, how long did it take from the time you started working on this game until it was playable? It was 1 week. I spent 1 week on it and then made sure that it was playable in 1 week. And then told people about it.
Playable through in 1 week?
How playable was it? I mean, what existed?
There was the market. There was Cobb's Knob in the Haunted Pantry. And equipment didn't do anything. Equipment didn't do anything until I implemented PvP, where it was useful for the comparison, and that was it. Like, there wasn't even combat, it was just all adventures.
Oh, wow.
And, there wasn't a chat for a long time. And it's neat to read it was weird, like, for the longest time, there just wasn't that main map. Like, it was just a bunch of things that, like, a bunch of zones right there in, like, the main screen.
But that map was a real paradigm shift for a lot of people.
Yeah, well, it was a real paradigm shift for all 20 or 30 people who played the game. I don't know why people stuck around, man.
The cat is being a good cat. He's eating bugs. I think that's a bug. At least it's not the cord.
The Gun Run says, hey guys, I just came back from band camp. I was able to get my entire cabin to listen to two Jick and Scully shows. Everybody agrees that the J&S Skull is indeed the best thing to listen to when trying to fall asleep. Yeah. Rule 5 says, why does it say 5 lessons learned for her when a dairy goat swings her udders and misses? Goats have 2 teats. Oh, yeah. Goats have 2 teats, and I've read that goats also have the most similar vaginas to human vaginas of any of our animal friends.
Oh, good to know.
Yeah. How about a trip to the petting zoo?
Bahu says, shouldn't frozen mob penguins have some meat left after you thaw them out? Anyway, the in-game engine for an item to cause combat when used, you thaw the mob penguin. Oh, crap, he looks pissed. We could. I don't think I'm going to.
It's possible. You just have it do a start fight.
A Naked Jew says, does the passive skill Northern Exposure protect you at all from cold damage or just allow you to visit the peak, etc.? If it does protect in combat, by how much does it do so? Well, what is it? One...
Are they 2 points worth or one?
I don't remember.
I don't know either. But here, I'll give myself the skill and find out.
It does do.
Yeah, it does reduce damage.
Yeah, it does.
Because it's what? It's like 10% damage reduction per point of...
Yeah. And the points aren't really that readily discernible because we use text labels for everything.
Yeah, StrongBadFanEX says, have you guys ever played any of the Worms game for the PC? Great strategy / shooter with lots of tongue-in-cheek. Yeah, I played some.
Yeah.
I'm a devoted roper from Worms Armageddon. I love that game.
I don't remember. I think I played Worms 2 was the one that I played.
Northern Exposure gives 2, so okay. All the other ones give 2 as well, I imagine. So
yeah, they do.
20%, basically.
O'Grady says, to adventure on the moon, we should pay 200 meat to the Mexican Aeronautica y Espacia Administración south of the border to chain us to rockets.
Or use you as rockets.
StrongBadFannyX says, I liked reading through the asymmetric site's archives, but I wish you guys would update it. Did KOL just nuke it or something? Yeah, I had something better to work on than asymmetric.net, so I have been working on this for 3 and change years, which is weird. Slavok says, booze giant fumble text on accident. Should it not be by accident? Yes, it should. Man, if my dad were around, he would beat whoever's ass wrote that.
Somebody, I think it might be you, the N on your keyboard doesn't work very well or something, because I keep finding like descriptions of things with like N's missing out of words. Like when you did the Mountain Stream 6-pack, you spelled mountain without the first N 3 times.
Wow. Maybe I'm so used to typing mouth when I write, like, Star Trek / fiction.
I always try to spell the word soul with an extra D at the end.
With an extra D?
Yeah, because I'm just cutting wood and cut.
Yeah, no.
Oh, also, right. Every time I try to type the word serve, I end up typing server.
Yeah, there's another thing like that like, I find myself typoing T-E-H all the time now, and I never used to. I don't know. Yeah, thank you, Slavok. I don't know who wrote that, but it wasn't me.
And if it was anything in the recent, like, the last month, it probably wasn't me either.
Disappointment says, no, you're the disappointment. What's up with the peak?
What?
Wow. That it would have been funnier if it hadn't taken me so long to figure out what the actual what the joke was there, what he was trying to do, because it's Y-O-U-R, the disappointment. No, my the disappointment what? With the peak. Let's see. Hogula says, please tell me that one of the NS-13 quests somehow involves the lair of the Ninja Snowman. I don't care what the quest is. It could be to hit the button that deducts 5 meat from Hogula's account. I just want to see the council ask if a bad enough dude to do whatever is you.
Well, that's cool, because, I mean, when I initially thought of the quest that consists of the deduct meat from Hogula's account quest, I wasn't sure how he'd feel about that.
But yeah.
Now that we've got permission, rock.
Yeah, that's cool. I think Counselor Ronnie should get abducted and ask if you're a bad enough dude to save Counselor Ronnie from.
It's a good idea.
Ninjas. Yeah. Grayson says
counselor Abe Vigoda consensually.
Dude, Abe Vigoda is totally on the Council of Loathing.
No, we decided that the lead counselor of Loathing's name is Abe Vigoda. No relation. He has to sign everything. Abe Vigoda. No relation.
Somehow he managed to figure out how to draw a parenthesis in cursive, which is just a real trick.
Moonshae says, shouldn't the Spanish flight quest show up in the quest log? I think that since it's infinitely repeatable, there's no good way to have it show up in the quest log.
No, there's not.
Yeah. So, yeah, some of those things are just not going to have to show up. I'm looking for... Spastic Dancer says, Dear Jack et al., I really like the new peak. Any plans to turn the Beanbat Chamber into a real zone, too? I mean, since that's just a little mini section of a quest, I mean, I feel like the Bat Hole is a full-featured zone.
That would be like trying to take one of these 8 new zones and turn each one of them into their own zone and quest.
But they are really pretty...
They're pretty robust.
Yeah, there's a good amount. I mean, so far, there are at least... Like, in the ones that we've done, there are like, you know, one of them has like 6 monsters and... 100 drops.
one of them has
like 5 monsters with maybe 8 or 9 or 10 drops in it, and the one that I spent today working on's got only 2 monsters but some adventures and like 10 or 12 new items. So I mean,
that's cool.
Yeah, each of these things is pretty significant.
And there's 8.
8 of them. 8 true gnomes.
We could always make some different bean bats. Have like bean bat pod.
We could do the flock of bean bat babies, and it could give them beans instead of enchanted bean.
Yeah.
You know. Baby bean bats. Baby got bat.
Baby bean, baby bean, baby bean, baby bean, baby bean, baby bean. I can't say that very well, very fast.
Red leather, yellow leather.
Johnny the Johnner says, Hey, Reverb Crew, does increasing a monster's level also increase their item drop rate? Does a +10 monster drop stuff /more often than the same monster at regular level? No.
Nope. Item drops are completely unrelated to monster level.
Numeric says, Since the Mafia cell phones drop again, will they do the damage once again or continue to give the where are we message? Yeah, we should look at that.
Yeah, we should re-implement that. Shall I make a note of it?
Sure.
Woo!
Warthog says, how about changing Spirit of Rigatoni so that it da 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 da. No, we will change Spirit of Rigatoni soon, and you will be happy with what it does. Faster Than You says, Hey guys, why doesn't the bag of Cheetos multi-usable? Because that doesn't make any sense. I mean, that isn't make any sense. I probably just forgot to click the box that makes it multi-usable. Because I'm pretty sure it's coded to be multi-usable.
Oh, is that not food?
It's not.
No.
Because it's like junk food. We're sticking with that. Right, candy and soda is not food and beverages.
I see.
There are so few beverages in the game.
Yeah.
Madam Trogdor says, Do you love me? Oh, yeah. Me love you long time. Moth says, when you whoas somebody, it'll say, like, this player is currently online in Channel Clan and listening to Villa PvP and Radio. It'd be keen to be able to click on the channel name in that and have it toggle /listen for that channel. Huh. I don't know. Orbrisa says, if Inabox doesn't have an as many as possible checkbox because he's only one guy, how come the Plunger has one? How come I have one? Well, okay, the real reason, I think, that I didn't do the as many as possible with... No, that doesn't make any sense at all. I was going to say because it takes adventures, but that's the whole point, is that it doesn't take adventures. There is no as many as possible with the smithing code, and I cut and pasted the smithing code to make Inabox. That was why. I didn't figure that people would want to, like, accidentally spend 200 turns smithing.
Yeah, understandably.
And generally, I mean, when you're smithing, you're only making one of something.
Yeah.
Unless you're a dirty farmer or something.
Dirty farmer. All farmers are dirty. They live off the land.
Or the Yeti is.
Skullcracker13 says, why can't you ever have any KOL-related meetings in Chicago? It'd be very convenient, or however that's spelled, for me and my KOL buddies. Well,
we don't live in Chicago.
We don't do any KOL meetups anywhere except here in Arizona. You know, other people do them, and there have been at least
Surratt lives in the Chicago area, and he's done multiple barbecues.
Yeah.
So you need to either organize one yourself or look a little harder. They're happening all over the world. In a world near you, in fact.
In a world where KOL meetups happen every weekend, one man has the courage to defy
a restraining order.
A restraining order.
Damn it, McClintock, you're a loose cannon!
Oh, boy.
You're pushing 60. You got a bad ticker.
I'm only 5 days from retirement. Magnanimous says, oh, for the love of St. Sneaky Pete, can you make the Snow Queen drop some meat? No.
That wasn't nice. That was a rhyme. That was right. But no.
No, I mean, she's pretty much non-corporeal. Of course, she does have that crown.
Yeah, and the radio that I'm not sure where it comes from.
It was hiding inside the crown.
Inside the crown, yeah. And the times when she drops the crown and not the radio, it's because hitting the crown broke the radio inside it. Yeah. And the times when she drops the radio but not the crown, you hit the crown so hard that it flew off and landed in a snowbank.
Yep.
Moob says, great job on the potato pistol. Thanks.
Woo!
I was wondering if you could add hairspray to it to increase the power by turns. Mistress of the Obvious says, my son asks, how about making a new familiar that's a lesser fruit golem? When used, it becomes a greater lesser fruit golem, and it drops fruit for you. That's actually kind of an interesting idea. Something that generates in combat. Does slightly less damage than a normal combat familiar, but throws fruit at the enemy, and sometimes it bounces off and you get to keep it.
Maybe, like, it throws fruit, and the fruit either damages the enemy or it misses and you keep it.
Yeah.
That would be an interesting reverse weight familiar.
An interesting what?
Reverse weight familiar. It drops more fruit the lower levels, but, well, that would just make a great ascension familiar.
Huh. Yeah.
Never mind.
Or every time it dropped fruit, it lost a pound.
Yeah.
Because it has to grow the fruit back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of interesting, actually. You make it by just meat pasting a bunch of fruits together in random combinations. But you have to find bananas.
If only there was something in the game that dropped bananas.
God.
That monkey.
Yeah, monkey.
That monkey was... Maybe we should put the monkey in. Dude, seriously, you could trade 1,000 Mr. Accessories for a seal clubbing club. I'm so happy that people found that.
We could, if we wanted to put bananas in the game.
That was what it was going to be. I mean,
well,
it was
It
gave you a seal clubbing club. Yeah, this is just a monkey sitting there for every 1,000 items you give me. It gives you a banana. The bananas are like regular fruit. No better at all.
Yes, we have no bananas today.
And Merrick is checking in.
Yay.
Hatemonger says, I bought my first pack of Perplexity and my brain hurts.
My blood hurts.
I'm going to have, like, I'm bringing my my stack of spares to the con. To the barbecue or
to recruit more people.
Actually, probably to the costume show, so they won't blow all over the place. But yeah, if you're into Perplexity, there'll be a large pile of cards up for grabs.
Up your grabs. Neville DiJacobi says, I, having recently found myself in possession of a tattoo machine, in the last 20 minutes have tattooed upon myself a crossed spiked femur and a crowbar. Just saying. And
he said, a tattoo machine?
Neville DiJacobi with a tattoo needle is kind of dangerous.
That just sounds like a bad thing to have, especially if you're prone to doodling.
Yeah.
Or if you, like, weren't any good at drawing things.
Overlord of Chaos says, can you please tell Mr. Jick about the clover bug? Hey, Jake, were you aware of a clover bug? No? What is it? I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what bug you're talking about.
Yeah, maybe it's like some sort of insect that like eats clovers.
Sky Piglet says, could we add Grimacite Pebble to the Grimoire? Maybe it can both add plus MP, but actually not be something that can be equipped, making it useless. There's no reason we couldn't put an enchantment on an item that you couldn't equip, but...
We just get a bunch of bug reports.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even if we called it something like... Silly non-equippable item joke.
Yeah.
Or we would still get bug reports.
Or like, grease-covered, bar of soap. Give you plus 100% everything. You couldn't equip it.
Sir Phil Shady says something I don't precisely understand. Good work with the new changes to the peak. I haven't seen a member of Scully's family fuck this many people since Woodstock 99. Maybe he's being sarcastic and saying that we've fucked a lot of people.
I guess so.
And also that his mom fucked a lot of people at Woodstock 99.
Or some member of his family.
Seems like if you, like, fucked a lot of people at Woodstock 99, you're kind of missing the boat. You know?
Yeah, you should have been burning down a Starbucks.
Yeah.
I think Woodstock 99 is the name of my Kokobo.
Really? That's kind of funny.
Kind of.
Woodstock.
Because he looks like Woodstock.
Yeah.
He's more about burning down a Starbucks. Lila Tavril says, will you be introducing something to prevent the castle from being a major farming spot? I don't know that I need to.
It's got a fair number of non-combat adventures.
Does
Plus
it?
The fact that...
Yeah, the castle.
Oh, the castle. Yeah. I always get the castle and the airship mixed up.
Plus the fact that a lot of the items in the castle are more valuable sold in the mall than they are as auto-sell.
Yeah.
Means that they don't actually produce as much meat.
Yeah, and that's fine. I mean...
Yeah, that's good.
Blue Pearl says, awesome job on the new content on the Icy Peak, but are you trying to cut out meat farming? Just trying to make it a little harder. Just trying to, you know, make you have to think a little bit more. Oh, boy.
I'm running out of steam myself.
Lila says, I wish to join the small few who aren't whining and bitching about the peak and express my appreciation for the Narnia reference. That's about it. You know, I never have anything terribly pertinent to say.
Pertinence is overrated.
I don't know. I've never read the Chronicles of Narnia, so I don't get the reference. It apparently is in the Crazy Little Turkish Delight.
Well, the evil queen gives the kid Turkish Delight to, like, bribe him over to her side.
Oh, I see.
It's like magic heroin-filled Turkish Delight or something, and he has to have more of it.
More.
I am a Rouge says, hey, Jack and Company, I'm just messaging you to tell you all that I think the new Icy Peak stuff is rocking awesome, and so are you guys in making this game new and fresh. Keep on rocking. In the free world...
Dude, that's fresh.
Potato Man says, I wonder if it's a fresh Potato Man. Is there going to be a zone in the 8 new zones where you can exclusively kill monsters for large sums of meat like how the Icy Peak used to be? Sure.
Yeah, we're going to implement a whole new zone that only has monsters and they drop like 2,000 meat at a time.
Yeah.
I think that's a great idea.
And then there's one monster that just takes all your meat.
I mean, you'd be able to just... you'd mafia closeting your meat after every...
There could be a non-combat adventure where you go look in your closet and everything's gone.
Jed the Nifty says, getting to listen for the first time tonight. Any chance we can get an idea of the timetable for NS13?
Real soon now.
Sort of. I mean, the 8 new zones are one of the line items leading into Sorceress to 13.
Are we going to roll it out separately, or are we going to hold it for the rest of the
season? No, we're going to roll it out separately. I want to kind of roll out as much of it separately as we can.
Really?
You know? Like, just, you know, the smithing revamp was also part of NS13, but we're rolling that out. So as soon as we do the turtle thing, then what else? What the rest of the smithing revamp, like once that's finished, the rounding out the like level 8 doldrums, which will be helped by the 8 new zones.
Freebird.
I don't want to play Freebird.
And then we have to do the level 11 and 12 quests.
Yeah, and then the sort of modifications to the lower end stuff that I want to make to just kind of. I mean, I feel like we should make some kind of interesting changes to most of the council quests. Something, you know, just to make it a little bit different for people playing through again. We're going to finally do the reset.
And then we won't need that monster that takes all your meat.
Yeah.
Not, at least for not for the first 2 weeks.
Yep. Oh, have we gotten... Nope, we do not have meat totals yet.
That's taking for goddamn over. According to the readout on the item history thing, we're down 3 billion meat from yesterday.
Yeah, a lot of stuff happened.
Oh. A lot of stuff.
Pardon me. Terrible says, could you please look into your crystal ball and tell us how soon the levels between 8 and 10 will no longer be horrible for hardcore players? I don't know. We're basically after, I don't know. I don't know that I'm going to work anymore tonight after the show. Probably not. But after about 15 or 20 minutes of work, the third of... Okay, sorry. After about 45 minutes worth of work, the second and third of the 8 new zones will be pretty much completely done. Then we've got most of the ideas for the rest of the stuff, so it's mostly just a matter of, like, just kind of nose to grindstone, getting stuff in there and getting the combat text written and getting, you know, stuff done, stuff and stuff. So, you know, I'm not going to say Tuesday, but I'm not going to not say next Tuesday. But I may not. Bigglesworth says, I, for one, welcome our new Snow Queen overlords. Or should that be overladies? I like to be overladies. That's why I became the CEO of a small corporation.
And got married.
Yeah. Evang says, the mob penguins are going to farm the peak. They can take the hermit's clovers and they get enough penguins to conquer us. This is a major overlook and I'm angry with you. Saucy Zeeb says, I guess with the addition of the Snow Queen, now there's no chance of dynamite with a laser beam familiar and a Freddie Mercury thermometer, eh? Mercury thermometer.
Is that like having too many amps in your trunk?
That song is good. Killer Queen. It's fun to play that on Guitar Hero.
Yeah.
The Baby Girl 1979-2005 says, weird.
What?
After one login attempt, my brother got the message, too many login attempts. There seems to be a bug in the login attempts area. No, he probably closed the browser or hit the button more than once. Jebedo Namfoodle says, it's funny how you claim to hate stasis and then nerf the peak so that all bleeding edge leaderboard runs are going to be stasis all the way through the game. Why did you do this? Look, every change that we make, people claim, oh no, now this means that stasis is even more important. And, you know, maybe it is, so we'll fucking deal with it. Like, it's...
I think it's kind of cool, stasis is. Well, I don't like that it's the way it uses the resources of our game, but I think that the sentiment is kind of cool.
Yeah, well, I mean, I haven't watched, you know, watching those videos. They're just, they're neat.
It seems more tedious than I would ever want to spend on a game. Which was not a sentence at all, but yeah, I think you guys got the point.
Sir Phil Shady says, using the iceberg lit items and the jewel-eyed wizard hat as precedent, shouldn't the new Mr. Store pants be unequipable in hardcore? Yeah, and they are. It just wasn't described that way.
They always were, too, weren't they?
Nidjil says, maybe you could get haircuts like passive skills. Then when you ascend, you could perm your hair.
Oh, man.
Is that like having Fist of the Nose hair?
Was that like that Fist of the North
bo,
Star?
Bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo yeah. Character?
Yeah.
Did you say bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo?
There's a Japanese anime or manga character named Bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo. And his superpower is that his nose hair is extremely long and he can manipulate it like tentacles.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Reverend Noodle Instant says, Jick, just to point out, I believe the infinite meat bug drops more meat than a Yeti. Yeah, it does.
You're guys going to have to go farm the zone in which that appears. Yeah. Do people still think it's at the mine in the skies?
The mine in the skies?
Yeah. That's really funny.
Bahu says, why is the Gaga radio two-handed? If somebody has a boombox on their shoulder, it only takes one hand to use, and using two would be hilarious.
Well, yeah, but you need one hand to hold it up there with.
No, but you need the both hands because you're always using it John Cusack style.
Oh.
You should get a special bonus if you're wearing the Clockwork trench coat while you...
What movie is that from? I don't recall.
The radio thing?
Yeah.
Say Anything.
Okay.
Which I finally saw for the first time, like...
I don't think I've seen it, but I've seen, like, that image or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, it's referenced all over the place. Do-do-do-do. Foggy says, how about an octorunicorn, 1/8 black unicorn? Well, that would be after it fucked George Washington's favorite white horse and had a baby.
Yeah.
You mean his gray horse?
Oh...
Dude, that guy has like 30 goddamn dicks.
One Ton Tomato says, you mentioned in the new peak thread that the long slog from level 8 to 10 will be addressed soon. Will one of the new zones be responsible for that? Yes.
The new zones...
Probably three of them.
Yeah, the new zones are spread out over all the levels, so it's...
But we're sort of focusing three of the eight on the slow... So, Enter the Wumpa says, welcome back, Zeno.
Oh, hi.
Hello, Phoenix says, hi, could you guys stop talking for like 3 minutes and let the 24K stream people catch up? K, thanks, bye. See, it wouldn't actually work like that. It's just that everyone wouldn't get 3 minutes of silence. But nice try, honey pie. Black Belt Duck says, can I have the stuff of people who quit from lack of farming the peak? K, thanks, bye.
Asked first, so sure.
It's because she's Chinese and she wants to be the Chinese meat farmer.
I know she just says that in the next message.
Oh,
yeah, she actually said
that.
Okay.
So. I thought you were just being. Yeah.
It was more funny. It would have been funnier if she hadn't.
Cardinal says, "Were there peak bots? Do you hate?" Oh, never mind. Ivang says, if all you do is get meat from the peak, it's pointless. If you spend it, you're not going to use the items for anything, since you'll just be at the peak over actually playing the game. No. Oh, let's see. Glebe says, infinite meat bugs were the only part of the game that kept me interested. Thanks a lot. I'm quitting. Oh, my wife would like for me to tell you all that the quadrunicorn was her idea. Moob says, the Travolton pants are by far the coolest Mr. A item I have ever seen. Thank you, Jick and Company. Well, you're welcome. Numeric says, hey, Jick and Co., since there are a ton of new players who are not inoculated against the Grey Plague, is there any chance of it or something similar happening again? No, it was completely wiped out. That somebody snuck in and shot darts into all the blankets. Penguin Warriors 006 says, does crossbow fever only work on crossbows? Yes.
So it doesn't work on other ranged weapons?
If it's not crossbow type. If it's called a pistol.
Oh, okay.
Then no, it doesn't work.
Interesting.
Moop says, once you mentioned that people could farm the peak if they couldn't afford a Mr. Accessory by donating. How can poor players who can't donate multiple times earn meat quickly? Now, I bet that you can still make enough meat farming the next highest profitability zone to buy a Mr. A in the mall.
Yeah. Well, what I bet is that due to the peak farming being cut off a little bit now, that the prices of Mr. A will drop.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh, that, yeah. Too. But, I mean, I'm just talking about in the meantime. You know?
There was a discussion about that in Lounge the other night, and... based on the numbers I was getting from the players, it is thoroughly possible still to farm enough meat in a month to get a Mr. A.
So, suck it up. And try a little harder.
Ugh. Kefa78 says, due to the use of Goldschlager and grilled hot dogs, a friend recently invented the glitter dog.
Wow.
That's gotta be just...
sick.
What a terrifically bad idea.
That's great.
O'Grady says, why do you delete questions you don't answer? Shouldn't you make them carry over? Well, a lot of times that we don't want to answer them. Quaggy says, I'm tired of these motherfucking 8 new zones on this motherfucking radio show. Yeah. But, you know, I'm tired of the motherfucking X on the motherfucking Y is probably going to stay funny.
Yeah. I have to say, I heard that you weren't as impressed with Snakes on a Plane as you thought you were going to be.
I didn't see it.
Oh, you didn't see it?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you didn't go see it on 10 p.m. on Thursday, the night it was out with the theater full of other assholes like you.
Well, right.
By you, I mean the person who's seeing it. Then it just, you missed the whole dimension of the experience. It was totally a social thing. The movie sucked.
Yeah. That was sort of like what happened with me for the Dungeons & Dragons movie, although nobody was expecting that at first. It was just like 15 minutes in, everybody in the theater realized that this was a god-awful movie and just gave up and started MST3K-ing it. So we had an entire theater full of people making fun of the movie. It was a great time.
I rented that movie and felt very, very ripped off.
Yeah.
To say, if I bet you felt ripped off.
Quaggy says, is it possible to verbally differentiate between me and Kuaggy, since Kuaggy might make bad rape jokes that I wouldn't make? Sorry. Yeah, oh, Tegunrun says, how many multis do you think were created today to bypass the login shit? I don't know. I feel like few. O'Grady asks an interesting question. Do you like Mad Magazine?
I used to like it when I was a kid, and I really like the ones from, like, when my dad was a kid, but I haven't read any of the recent ones.
I don't know that I ever read any of the ones from before I was reading them new. I never had any of them, but I feel like when we were kids, most of what was in Mad Magazine was identical to what was in Mad Magazine in the 60s, right? Like, just all
pretty
of the
much.
Jokes were, like, I feel like it was the same guys, like, old writing the same jokes. And now it's, I feel like there is a lot more content in a Mad Magazine now than there used to be, but it's more like Maxim, where like the magazine just kind of reads like a website rather than a magazine. Like, there aren't really, like, not that there was a whole lot of like feature length stuff in Mad, but I mean like the movie parodies and stuff, which it was weird. Like, so much stuff when I was a kid, I only knew about the movies based on the Mad Magazine parodies of them.
Yeah.
Like, Conan the Barbarian, I didn't see until after I had read the parody of it 100 times. And it's like, I still just, like, think of the movie in terms of the narrative of that parody.
But I associate Mad Magazine with having the chicken pox, because that's the only time I ever got a Mad Magazine.
Really?
Yeah.
So I subscribed to it for a few years when I was a kid. I that and 321 Contact and Ranger Rick. I learned, that's where I got my environmentalist tendencies, which
and
I just don't have at all.
Your raccoon furry fandom
tendencies. Yeah. Yeah, those stories, man, about the raccoon and his
especially the ones that you wrote yourself.
Yeah. The Lizifer says the description for the Travolta trousers doesn't mention the requirement. We never mention requirements of zero. O'Grady says, Mountain Stream, no. Valley Condensation, yes. I don't know. It's Mountain Stream. Oh, do-do-do-do-do, looking.
We're almost done yet.
Oh, 10 minutes.
Yeah. O'Grady says, I haven't slept in 3 days. Stop drinking Vault.
And stop doing meth.
What? Tara Bull says, the Rock and Roll McDonald's was removed last year or 2 years ago. It is now the International McDonald's. It says Rock and Roll McDonald's on it. Seriously, I just saw it like 3 weeks ago, and it still says Rock and Roll McDonald's on it. So, I don't know, man. I'm supposed to tell people about Airplane and Airplane 2. I'm not sure what I'm supposed to tell people about
what,
that.
What though. About it?
Yeah.
They were pretty good. Secret was better.
Yeah, you know, it's weird. I watched Airplane 2 last night and Top Secret this morning. They're just on HBO. Airplane 2, I don't know. Like, I think Airplane and Airplane 2 are just probably largely responsible for a lot of aspects of my sense of humor.
Yeah.
Just because I remember that when he's on the spaceship and there's the closet that says danger vacuum and he opens it and, like, the vacuum cleaner hose attacks him. Yeah. Just, and, you know, all the... They don't do wordplay like that in movies anymore.
Yeah. In fact, I'm gonna Netflix Top Secret right now.
I watched Silence of the Lambs last night. That was pretty entertaining. What was it? The Clerks 2 made me want to see it because of the Jay tapping his junk between his legs and dancing like the guy in Silence of the Lambs.
Oh man.
Oh, I guess it was Mary Poppins, not The Sound of Music. Still a bunch of faggotry. Farmer Lister says, Joanna Newsom sounds like Sarah Vowell. No question, just an observation. Yeah, you know. Glebe says, if you have the effect missing fingers, it should cancel out the five-finger discount. Oh, great.
Maybe it just lessens your discount.
In ancient Rome, the arena would set up matches like little girls versus baboons.
Wow. That was like,
at least it wasn't like little girl versus puppy.
Who would win, the Incredible Hulk or the Incredible Hulk's weight in bees?
What's that from?
It was a Woot.com podcast. Oh.
Terrible says, woohoo, thank you for playing Inflammatory Writ. It opened up a 64K spot for me.
That's great.
Let's see. Ogglebopiter says, I love this old image. It looks very perception-y, like it's taking a step forward in defiance.
Those things don't have feet.
Enter the Wumpa says, what was that Smells Like Nirvana song that played? It doesn't sound like the original version. No, it's an a cappella version by Rumal Nurku. Do a Google search for Smells Like Teen Spirit covers, and the first link is some woman's name, and you'll find it on the right side. It says, like, Gadang Gadang or something. Yeah. Moob says, question for you, Jake. How much of the game has stayed close to your original ideas? Are you happy with the direction the game has been heading? In general, yeah. I mean, my ideas have changed over time, and the game has changed over time. There are very few things in the game that I look at and I'm like, I don't like that.
He's a very sensitive artist.
Yeah. But, I mean, I'm also the boss, so we do what I say when it
Which
comes
means
down
you just basically
it.
Get to be a goddamn sensitive artist all over the place. Like, on the couch.
Evang says, what image was the most testing of Jick's artistic abilities? I don't know. I mean, the ones that I liked the best were not, like, the hardest to draw or whatever. My wife said she really liked Uncle Crumbo's trailer. Because it just was very obviously a trailer. And that one I drew on the first try. That was cool.
I think the cymbal playing monkey was kind of hard for you to draw.
That was tricky. And I ended up kind of putting it together from parts and having to edit it a lot. See, the thing is, like, in the beginning, I would just draw everything over and over again until I got it right. And then I sort of learned better how to use my paint program. And so I draw a lot of things in parts and then just mash them together digitally. Let's see. TKMan1111 says, what is the upgraded RAM upgraded from? A RAM? The RAMs all died. Only the upgraded ones survived.
Natural selection, motherfucker.
Quaggy says, okay, I don't know if you realize this, but you and Phoenix have a similar way of speaking. Were you both like this before you met, or are you melding into one person? A little of both, probably.
It's more this town. Everyone kind of talks like that.
Really? But yeah. She moved here, like, 7-8 months ago.
Yeah.
I mean,
I catch myself doing it sometimes.
I guess it was like a year ago. I was thinking we got married 7 or 8 months ago. I'm sorry. What? I don't understand the way it is that we talk, supposedly.
It's this sort of upspeak thing. It's hard for me to describe because I can't really catch myself doing it.
Oh, like emphasizing the ends of words instead of. Huh.
Yeah.
I see. Sophonator says, Snakes on a Plane may be the new Rocky Horror, but with less singing. Thank you, Jeebus.
Yeah, I can definitely agree with that comparison.
TX Bass says, if you made a KOL movie, who would portray you? According to Scully, Jennifer Connelly.
Didn't, like, Amplitude make a giant list of the KOL movie actors?
Yeah, and I think mine was Steve Buscemi.
mine was the guy who, in Clerks who, or, no, Mallrats, who kept staring at the magic eye.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
When do I get to see the sailboat?
He was that one kind of cool character in The Butterfly Effect, too. The crazy punk rock guy. Which, I wish that movie was good, because I keep watching it, and I'm like, I wish this was good, because it was close.
Ethan Suplee.
Count says, does Jake have a photographic memory? Some of the things he said tonight make me think so. No. I have, not only do I not have a photographic memory, I have almost no ability to actually hold images in my head. I have just incredibly poor image memory or visualization skills. Yeah, Sofinator says, "Dear Jake, please ask your wife to occasionally withhold Nookie so you retain the artistic angst. Thanks." I don't need a lot of angst for my art. D-Mega says, "This show rocks. The bursts of laughter are usually funnier than the jokes you're laughing at." Oh well. All right, I'm gonna see if Merrick is ready for the handoff. Ready? He said to Merrick. Good old Merrick. Merrick, who I think had a good time at PAX, but claims that he got the plague from my wife, who did indeed have the plague. Whiskey Jack says Nightmare would play me. Yeah. All right. I'm gonna find a song, preferably not some horrible song. We didn't get to hear Cow and Bee's cover of Breakfast at Tiffany's, so we're going to hear that now. All right, good night, everybody. We'll see you Monday. These guys will see you Thursday.
Ooh. Rock on, London. Rock on, Chicago. Kingdom of Loathing and Adventurers You.
I can't.
We both got the naked and nice and well, that's the one thing we've got.